mighty Douglas Impuga sitting in for Sonny Young today. Hello, Douglas.
Hello, Kim.
What's on tap today?
Well, Kim, we start off with the Rio 2016 Olympics.
Okay.
Thank you. A top International Olympic Committee official has ruled out moving the Olympics from Rio de Janeiro to another city. The official, John Coates, who is vice president of the committee, told reporters in Melbourne that there can be no plan B. He, however, described Rio de Janeiro's preparations to host the Games as the worst he had experienced. The remarks reflected similar criticism from the Olympic Committee's president in mid-April when the body announced that it was sending outside experts to Brazil to monitor progress and speed up work in Rio. Brazil is scrambling to host two international sporting events in 2 years, including the World Cup, which begins in June. Preparations for the two events have been plagued with delays, rising costs, street demonstration, workers' strikes, and deaths in stadium construction. The local Olympic organizing committee, called Rio 2016, defended the city's preparedness in response to the criticism. It said the construction of the Deodoro Sports Complex will begin in the latter half of this year and be completed in the first half of 2016. African football players have been finding the net a lot lately in Europe's top leagues. VOA's Sonny Young asked African football guru David Legg about some of the recent goal-scoring highlights involving African players.
The likes of Yaya Toure and Demba Ba are clearly listening to the sunny side of sport, because ever since we made that plea for them to score more goals a couple of months ago, they haven't let us down once, Sonny. They've been doing a splendid job. So Yaya and Demba, if you're listening, keep it up. Well done. Yaya Toure, Sonny, he's come back from injury and he's come back with a bang. He created the first goal and scored the second, a sublime curling shot in a 2-0 win for Manchester City at Crystal Palace. And more about that later in the show, but a really vital win. An equally vital win for Chelsea. They won 2-0 at Liverpool. And that's a result that could have a huge effect on who eventually emerges as the Premier League champions. And there's been no stopping Bar, Sonny. He was very much out of the limelight for much of the season, but he's come back with a bang recently. This guy has got a real goal poacher's instinct. So well done to Demba Ba. He's had a tough time because by not playing for Chelsea, it also meant that he wasn't playing for Senegal, because their coach, the Frenchman Alain Giresse, insists that you've got to be active with your club to be active with your country. And that's a belief held by a lot of national coaches in Africa. Another thing that seems to be almost a permanent fixture now on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
Wilfred Bonny, the Ivorian who plays for Swansea, and he got another 2 goals at the weekend out of 4 in a 4-1 victory over Aston Villa that just about assures that Swansea will play top-flight football next year. If we switch, Sonny, to Spain, Richmond Buaki, a Ghanaian, he scored for Elche in a 1-1 draw with Levante. And in Italy, Gervino, who's been on fire this season for Roma, he scored his 9th goal of the season in a 2-0 victory that keeps Roma hot on the heels of the Italian league leaders, Juventus. In France, Serge Gakpé, he plays for Togo, he scored. Another scorer was Alain Traoré for Lorient. He's from Burkina Faso. And Salomon Kalou, now there's a name many listeners will remember well, because he once played for Chelsea. He's an Ivorian, and he had a really eventful time as Lille beat Bordeaux 2-1. Kalou opened the scoring. Another shot hit the post. And he had a stoppage time penalty saved, but no real embarrassment for Kalou, because his team went on to win. The Tunisian Alagai scored for Hertha Berlin in Germany, and Seyoub Doumbia scored for CSKA of Moscow, and well done to him. That was his 16th goal of the season, and it kept CSKA in contention for the Russian league title. So, Sonny, when people ask me about Africans in Europe, I always say they're scoring goals from Madrid to Moscow.
Madrid to Moscow. I like that, David. And speaking of Madrid, hot title race in Spain's La Liga as well as in England's Premiership. Let's begin with England, David. How about an update?
Yes, Sonny, a weekend of drama. Just when you think a certain club is going to win the title, somebody else comes along and changes your predictions. As mentioned, Man City won 2-0 at Crystal Palace, and Chelsea, minus a lot of players, some were injured, some were suspended, and that master tactician, Jose Mourinho, rested a few. It seemed like he was on a suicide mission, but nothing of the sort. Bar scored just on the stroke of halftime, and the Brazilian Willian scored on the stroke of full-time. A great 2-0 win for Chelsea at Liverpool. I'm almost choking, Sonny, as I say that, because I'm a self-acclaimed Liverpool supporter. But well done to Chelsea, a deserved victory. And boy, did Mourinho celebrate at the final whistle. VOA! And then at the other end of the table, in a relegation dogfight, a big win for Sunderland. They hammered fellow strugglers Cardiff 4-0. Now, where does that leave us on the table? Well, Liverpool have got 80 points and Chelsea 78, and they've both got two games left. But now comes the big catch. Manchester City have got 77 points, so they're 3 points behind Liverpool, but they have a game in hand, and they also have a much superior goal difference. So, Sonny, to summarise, if Manchester City can win their last three games, I feel the first of them is going to be the really tough one. They're away to Everton, but then they've got home games against lowly clubs, Aston Villa and West Ham United. If they win those three games, it seems virtually certain that they're going to win the title. I say virtually certain. Liverpool would then have to score an awful lot of goals in their two remaining games against Crystal Palace away and Newcastle at home. And dare we write off Chelsea with Mourinho in charge? They've got Norwich City at home and Cardiff away. So a really fantastic finish to the season. Now, we were talking about scorers, Sonny, and Suarez is the leading Premier League scorer, the Uruguayan from Liverpool with 30. And then his goal-poaching partner, Sturridge, has got 20. And third is that great midfield genius himself, Yaya Toure of Manchester City. Wayne Rooney, who needs no introduction, he's on 17. And then on 16, you've got Aguero of Manchester City and Bonny of Swansea. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. If my maths are right, Sonny, of the six leading Premier League scorers, two of them come from the Ivory Coast. So well done to Yaya Toure and Wilfred Bonny. Another thing I believe that will be of interest, Sonny, to all our listeners, wherever they are in Africa, is the English Premier League have chosen their team of the season. And it is as follows. The goalkeeper is Cech from Chelsea. The back four are Coleman of Everton, Cahill of Chelsea, Company of Manchester City, and Shaw of Southampton. In midfield, you've got Hazard of Chelsea, Gerrard of Liverpool, and Yaya Toure of Manchester City, and Lallana of Southampton. No real surprise up front. It's what they call the SAS. It's Sturridge and Suarez, both from Liverpool. So Yaya Toure, Sonny, it's all going his way at the moment, and he could well be crowned by a second English Premier League winner's medal within three seasons.
Great year for Yaya Toure, David. How about in Spain? How is the La Liga shaping up?
Equally exciting, Sonny. You know, I never tire of saying that normally La Liga is either a runaway for Barcelona or a runaway for Real Madrid, but not this time round. Atletico Madrid are sticking to their guns, and they've got 88 points after 35 games. Barcelona have got 84, and then Real Madrid have got 82, but they've got a game in hand. So theoretically, they could move into second place. But if Atletico win the remaining three games of the season, and the last one is at Barcelona, then they will be crowned champions, and they will have smashed that monopoly of many years between Barcelona and Real Madrid. And really, that can only be good for the game in Spain and in Europe.
That's our African football guru, David Legg, speaking with VOA's Sunny Young from Johannesburg, South Africa. Meanwhile, and for more sports news, let's go back to Johannesburg, South Africa, and join Daybreak Africa's sportsman, Mark Ouma.
We begin with football. Hosts and Nigeria Super Falcons pipped Cameroon's indomitable Lionesses by a solitary goal in a friendly played in Abuja on Tuesday. In Egypt, the Democratic Republic of Congo's TP Mazembe and AS Vita, Egypt's Zamalek and Sudan's El Hilal are in Group A in the mini-league phase of the Orange Africa Champions League. According to the draws conducted in Cairo, Egypt on Tuesday, Group B features Tunisia's CS Sfaxien and Esperance, Libya's El Ahly Benghazi, and Algeria's Entente Setif. Staying in Cairo, Congo Brazzaville's AC Leopards, Ivory Coast's ASEC Mimosa, Mali's AS Real de Bamako, and Cameroon's Cotton Sport are in Group A for the Orange Africa Confederations Cup Mini League. Group B includes Egypt's El Ahly, Ivory Coast's Sewe Sports, Tunisia's Etoile du Sahel, and Zambia's Nkana. In volleyball, Algeria's GS Petroleus dismissed defending champions Kenya Prisons in three straight sets to claim the Africa Women's Club Volleyball Trophy in the Tunisian capital, Tunis. Kenya Pipeline beat Tunisia's Carthage 3-1 to clinch the bronze medal. GS Petroleus will represent Africa at the World Women's Club Volleyball Championships in Zurich, Switzerland next week. In swimming, defending champions Kenya amassed 35 gold, 41 silver and 29 bronze medals to top the medal standing at the Kana Zone 3 and 4 Africa Junior Swimming Championships in Kampala, Uganda. South Africa is second, followed by Zambia, Angola, Mauritius, Uganda, Tanzania, Malawi, Burundi, Rwanda and the Seychelles. Turning to athletics, Nigeria's Africa Youth and Junior 200-meter champion Divine Oduduru clocked 21.14 seconds to win the 200 meters at the Athletics Federation of Nigeria Golden League meet in Ilorin, Kwara State, Southwest Nigeria. 18-year-old new find Omeza Akere triumphed in the men's 400 meters in 47.33 seconds. On the infield, another junior athlete, Brume Ese, won the women's long jump with a leap of 6.40 meters as former Africa Junior champion Chime Nkechi won the women's shot put with a heave of 14.62 meters. Finally, world marathon champion Stephen Kiprotich was crowned the Nile Special Uganda Sports Press Association USPA 2013.